Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust. And we have Commissioner Mike Dunlap in with us. How you doing, Commish?
Oh, Tom, doing well, and thank you for this opportunity. Appreciate being in on a sunny morning, finally.
What? A sunny morning?
I wish you would forecast more of these so we could get something done.
It seemed like we got that one bridge finished, and after that, the rains just kept coming.
Boy, it did, and I don't know. I was trying to think. I think like 7 of the last 8 Monday mornings have been rainy, and you go in, and the guys are looking at you like, what do we do? And you're like, can we change the oil again? I mean, can we sharpen the mower blades again? It's been pretty frustrating.
It has been, but you've been doing some inside work at the courthouse, and it's
going to
be really cool looking here in a little bit.
Thank you for bringing that up. One of the things we did, kind of COVID-related, but not really, we just wanted to improve our operations. The opportunity came to move the election board over to City Hall, over on the fourth floor, and boy, if you get a chance as a citizen, and elections are so important, do go up there and visit and just look. It's organized. Everything's on one floor, and you know, I've never had any questions of the integrity of elections at all in Washington County, and I don't ever want to have. That's the most important thing we do as commissioners is oversee that, fund that, make sure the right people there, provide space for that, and the equipment they need. But Yvonne House has done an unbelievable job, and if you've got time, go in that building, go up the fourth floor, and just see what's going on up there, because it's really, really nice and really looks
thank her,
great.
Too, and her team.
Now, with the space that she was in, we actually issued a contract and had that area cleared out and open up to where we can kind of see what we can do there. Local architect Dan Kelleher has come up with a set of plans that would make for a really nice courtroom, and I'm really pleased with the layout and the size. Final set of drawings are probably still a couple weeks out, and at that point in time, it'd be when we put that out for bids. It's a 3-week process. Obviously, that will exceed the amount that you know we could just award a contract. This is a big project that will have to be bid out, and I hope, optimistically, first of the year we've got another full size courtroom on the first floor. If those of you familiar with the courthouse, the second floor has 2 smaller courtrooms. I'm sure, really, if you've got sides that may be really antagonistic towards each other, they're actually a little bit, might not be really a safe situation. This would just be much more safe, COVID safe, and that safe also. Once that is finished, then we will probably do the same thing on the second floor, convert that all into one larger courtroom and have 3, you know, significant size courtrooms in the facility. 4 judges still. We may have to do something else a little bit different, but I think we're probably going to be in pretty good shape.
It sounds like it.
Yeah, it really does. Really does.
Now, your contractors did a great job of doing the demo work. They were in, out, and done.
Yeah, that was wonderful. We actually did that over Memorial Weekend. They had the dumpster on Friday evening. By Tuesday morning, things were normal. That was pretty much around-the-clock work, but that was, you know, really worked out well. Didn't affect our services or the public at all, so that was really, really, really good.
Well, you know, we were talking a little bit about infrastructure, and we know that the weather's been kind of hindering that a little bit, but up until the time when the weather decided to just, you know, plague us here a little bit, I got to say, here in Washington County, and your district too in particular, we've been paying attention to that a lot more than other places I've seen. I'm recently on vacation. I covered a lot of ground by vehicle, and there are other states, other counties, other municipalities. They're just letting her go.
Well, that's nice of you to say that. I wouldn't want to go judge somebody else. You tend to just because that's what you do for a living. But try to drive, you know, try to get out across all 200 miles once in every 2-week time span anyway. It may not always be the level to exactly you would like and I would like either. This winter, I guess the 2 weeks of below freezing weather, the ground moved so much after it started thawing. We had potholes show up, big holes show up in roads that I really thought were in really good shape.
It'll do that.
And now we get out of that, and then for the last 3 months, we've been into a period where it's just constantly wet. And I'm not trying to make excuses. I'm just telling you, it's been challenging. And I really appreciate, you know, the work crew and being willing to work. Well, they'll work in it anyway.
They will.
But go out and try to make things as manageable as possible. I know in a lot of areas, we've still got some drainage issues on roads, and they really pop up in weather like this. But and we will get to those eventually. It's just we've got issues in a lot of places. We had three horns under the roads just collapse within the last few months, and I don't know if that was a combination of what happened this winter and this spring. A lot of them may have aged out. They're probably 20, 30 years old. These 3 and 4 foot diameter horns, there's just no way for us to visually, you know, get around and physically or visibly just look at them. So if you see a hole in the road, you know, call us, let us know. That may be what's going on there. And that's the public calling us has helped us on each one of those situations. So as you're driving, you're inspecting for us a little bit too. Whether I like it or not, but we appreciate the help. We really do.
We're talking with Commissioner Mike Dunlap here from Washington County. We've covered the courthouse getting a little bit of a redo and, of course, a few of the things going on with the infrastructure here and of course, that as well. But we mentioned off-air and a little bit on-air that holding free, fair elections is the most important thing we can do right here in our county.
Well, yeah, and I've always felt that way, and like they've done brag again on Yvonne House, and I told her, Yvonne, you can't retire till I'm gone. She's kind of a pit bull. She really makes sure that's run off, you know, properly. I'd also like to mention, Tom, kind of a little bit off subject.
Let's do that.
This has been a great year for sales tax for Washington County.
Has it?
Best year we've had, well, since I've been in office, and I don't know what's driving it. I don't know if maybe... You know, a lot of the stimulus money that went out and people just outspending more. You know, you drive by our retail outlets, they always seem to be full. Our restaurants are full on weekends. So I really, really appreciate people getting out and spending money and supporting the economy. When you go out to eat, tip a little more than you normally do. Let's keep this active and vibrant around here. Because when you're out spending money, I have money to work with. That's the way this works. So I want to encourage you to continue whatever it is you've been doing. If it's people from Kansas who came down because they were kind of shut down, stay shut down. That helps us even more.
We love our neighbors to the north, don't we?
We do. We want them here. We want them here.
We also had some of that movie effect here. Some of the folks staying here. I've seen those folks out at our restaurants.
Well, we have, and apparently a lot of the motels are just full. I know John Pinnell running the baseball tournament, which I would encourage you, if you enjoy baseball, go down this weekend to Dungeons and watch some of them young men play. I did that for years, supported that, and walked out of the Y last night and thought, man, I just ought to go there and watch a ball game just to relax. And it's still fairly cool. You know, here in a few weeks it's so hot it's not all that comfortable. But if you got a cool Friday or Saturday evening, that's a fun thing to go do. Just inexpensive, the hot dogs are good, and it's great entertainment. But back to where I started on this. Talking to John Pinnell, the manager, or running the thing this weekend, he said he doesn't have motel space for his teams here in town. They're staying in Owosso and as far away as Coffeyville. So appreciate. There is a good side to having your motel rooms full, but there's a bad side to it also. Trying to attract people down, you don't have anywhere for them to stay.
Next year will be a little different.
I mean, obviously we are ecstatic to have that type of operation, people spending that kind of money from California here in this part of the state.
Who knows? Maybe some of them stay here. That'd be kind of neat. Get some more citizens.
Well, and I'm going to be political here. If they'll leave their politics there and come here and operate like we do, that's fine.
When I lived in Florida, they had interventions. If you came in from New York, hey, we want to welcome you to the neighborhood. But you know that stuff you're running away from? Yeah, don't bring it here.
Don't bring it here.
Okay. And they were real good about it. So. Yeah. But, hey, I understand that one of your boys is off overseas.
Yeah, a lot of you may remember Travis and his wife, Sophie. Travis served for two terms and as Representative of House District 10. Prior to that, he had been on the mission field in Cambodia in Southeast Asia for 2 years. And the plan was, I assumed they were going to send him back to Cambodia, and that's what he assumed also. But he was assigned to Israel, which is pretty interesting. Obviously, him and his wife have been over there now probably almost 2 months, and they had been working hard on their Hebrew before they left. But he said, Dad, this is really a challenge. I'm leading music in our church service on Sunday, and half of it's in Hebrew and half of it's in English, and I have got to get this together quick. But it's kind of a God thing, because in Cambodia, he went through the Old Testament and taught the whole entire Old Testament to the group he was with over there. So he will be pretty well versed, you know, in the Jewish faith. So even though it may be kind of challenging. He likes that kind of challenge. But he's in he's north of Jerusalem, about 50 miles in a high-rise apartment on the coast. Says the weather's beautiful, the scenery's beautiful, and life's just as normal as Bartlesville, Oklahoma. He says, don't stay awake at night over me, so I'm trying not to.
Well, father will do what a father will do.
That's absolutely right.
Mike, is there anything else we need to cover? Something that I might have forgotten?
No, I think you have pretty well hit the points I wanted to talk. I think some of you may have noticed emergency management.
Yeah.
Had looked at some property out on Bison Road. We approved that in the meeting to go ahead and move forward with that. I think it's a great plan. I think it's a good location. It's just north of the water tower there on Bison Road, for those of you familiar with that. Right now the plan is to build some big spaces to park equipment. You know, we have been in what I call the old Walmart building. I assume most people know what I'm talking about. On the south side of that building, rent-free for a long time. And I've always felt like, you know, there's just always that possibility that operation grows and they want us out of there. We need to be prepared. And so I'm really thankful this is an opportunity that we can move forward and get something done for Kerry Cox, whose crew does a great job.
They do. I tell you what, I moved here in 2019. Indispensable. What a great group.
Yeah, he was teaching classes this weekend. Kerry does a fabulous job.
Mike, thank you very much for being with us today.
No, Tom, thank you. It's always fun.
All righty. Thank you very much, folks, and you were listening to Community Connection.
Maybe this is the year.